الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
الله يا الله سبحان الله الله يا الله والحمد لله الله ولا إله إلا الله الله يا الله والله أكبر.
It was that sincerity and faith within you that made you victorious. You are the follower of the one who said, if the entire world stands against me, I will stand by myself against them. It is the faith that prompted him to stand against all so bravely. It is his sincerity and spirituality. You are his followers. I hope that of the spirituality and the magnanimity Allah has granted him and of the divine spirit that has been breathed into him by the Holy Spirit, a part will be given to me and you and all.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Islam and our deeds. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has said that if Islamic decrees and rules are implemented in the country, all the material and spiritual aspects will be secured. Now, this is clear by the teachings of the Quran. We also know that when we talk about the Islam, when we talk about the Quran, and when we talk about an Islamic system, this Islamic system is talking about the material life as well as the spiritual life of the people. It gives importance to the material life and the spiritual life of the people. Therefore, when Imam Khomeini says that if Islamic decrees and rules are implemented in the country, all the material and spiritual aspects will be secured, it is because that this is only and only Islam that has these two things. Otherwise, when we look at the other religions, they do not have any balance between the material life and the spiritual. They do not have any balance between these two aspects, the material and the spiritual.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi.
Islam has this balance in it, and Islam emphasizes to secure your material life in order to have a good spiritual life, because this material life, because this world in which we are living, this is a tool in order to reach to the hereafter, in order to reach the spiritual life. For example, when we eat something, the food itself is something material, but obviously it has direct effect on our soul as well. So it is not just like if you have food, it will only affect your material body. Rather, it has an effect on our soul as well. And that's what Islam is also talking. Because in this material life, if we eat, if we have a halal food, if we have good sustenance, obviously we will be energetic and we will pray God with energy and not being lazy. If in this material life we do an intention that I do whatever, like for example, if I'm going for work, if I'm studying, if I do intention that I will do this for the sake of the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the same time when I am looking after at my material life and when I'm going towards my material life, I'm also getting some spiritual benefits out of it. And this is what Imam Khomeini is referring to.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
La ilaha illallah.